Here's the second part of the conversation. As usual, listen carefully.
Varför läser du engelska?
Jag vill åka till England och kanske studera mer där. Både fotografi och engelska.
Varför just England?
Det finns många bra skolor där. USA skulle också vara intressant. Men det är så långt bort och det kostar mer.
Hur många är ni i klassen?
Vi är 20 stycken. 14 tjejer och 6 killar.
Vad gör ni just nu?
Vi läser Harry Potter.
Did you manage to work out the answers to the questions? Let's work through them together. What would Maria like to do in England? In England, Maria would like to study English and photography.
Både fotografi och engelska.
Maria literally says both photography and English. The word for both is...
Både.
Did you understand why she doesn't want to go to the US?
Det är så långt bort och det kostar mer.
She thinks it's too far away and that it costs more. Did you catch how many girls there are in the class?
14 tjejer.
There are 14 girls. Do you remember that boys and girls,
pojkar och flickor,
can be expressed in more widely used words?
Killar och tjejer.
When she answered the question on how many people there were in her class, she said
20 stycken.
The word
stycken
can be used when giving the amount of almost anything that you can count. This could be useful if you're not sure of the word in Swedish. Say, for example, that you're pointing at something in a shop, for instance, perfume bottles, and you don't know the word for perfume bottles, but you know that you would like 3 of them. You just say
tre stycken.
Let's continue with the last question. Did you hear what they're doing in their English class at the moment?
Vi läser Harry Potter.
They're reading Harry Potter.